Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, November 6, 2017. We're in our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by a pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Alford.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Dear Lord, we come before you, ask that you give your divine wisdom to each and every member here. But it's bigger than that. Lord, we are praying for Central Summerlin Springs, Texas. Senseless killings. We ask that you put your wisdom in every individual in this country. It's bigger than that, Lord. We ask that you give each and every elected official in Jefferson County the wisdom it takes to do the best thing for all of you. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around the families and have loved ones away that's fighting wars for our country. Most important, we thank you for having those individuals that fought wars before and I will miss today. Lord, we ask these blessings in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. I would like to ask Bill Wells to come forward and lead us in the pledge to our great flag today.
Would you join me as an honor to conduct the Pledge of Allegiance? Present arms. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Order of arms.
We'll begin a little bit out of order with under county commissioners. Item A is consider possibly approved proclamation for Veterans Day for Fort Nation PFW Post number 4820. Do you have a motion on that item?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Add whoever you want, come up to the podium. Commissioner Weaver is going to read this proclamation.
Judge, Commissioners, thank you for considering this today and approving it. This is something that we've been discussing with the post and the post commander for some time to honor the volunteer hours that they have put out at a Veterans Park. According to post records, back in 2002, they had contributed over 68,000 volunteer hours out at the park. To date, it's around 92,000 hours. And we thought it'd be fitting to do this proclamation for their contributions to Veterans Park, but also being so close to Veterans Day. So with that, I'll read the proclamation. Fort Nation's VFW Post 4820 Veterans Day Proclamation. Whereas Wayne F. East, VFW Post number 4820 Fort Nation was established in November of 1945, immediately after World War II. Was named after the first person killed in World War II, Sergeant Wayne F. East, U.S. Army Air Corps. The post had 98 original charter members, whose first post commander was B.C. Howe, the local postmaster in 1945. The post still remains very active in the community with over 132 members and 120 life members who are among World War II veterans who have led and guided the post for many years. Growing the post to where it is today, veterans within the local VFWs have served our country honorably and still serve our communities locally today. And whereas the Ladies Auxiliary to the post, 4820, was chartered in September of 1974 with 32 original charter members, and they still remain very active today with 41 members. And whereas VFW Post 4820 assumed the task of building Golden Triangle Veterans Memorial Park on land donated by the Bean Marine Company and the Butch Bean family. And whereas in 1991, Golden Triangle Veterans Memorial Park Committee of Veterans, local businesses, and members of the community was established to plan and complete construction of Golden Triangle Veterans Memorial Park in order to preserve the history and legacy of the service and dedication of our local veterans. And whereas this post through over 92,000 hours of volunteer time was given by our local veterans, citizens, and businesses, the park was completed and opened to allow many veteran citizens and family members to attend the numerous ceremonies conducted by Post 4820. And whereas the Wayne F. East VFW Post 4820 and other local VFW posts have made a mark in our country's history by preserving the history of our local veterans for generations to come and understand that this park would not have been possible without the sacrifice, the guidance, support, and the volunteers' hours over the years. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby recognize, and we ask all to join us in thanking the members of Wayne F. East VFW Post 4820 and all veterans and all VFW posts who have contributed to the Golden Triangle Veterans Memorial Park for their service to our great nation. Signed this day, Judge Jeff Braddock and all commissioners. Thank you.
W.T. Oliver. W.T. was the leading force in the construction of the park. He took a lead in the construction and the fundraising and the nut busting. We thank you for relieving us of this financial responsibility because we're no longer able to carry on. Thank you.
Thank y'all very much for being here today. It's an honor and privilege.
Thank you.
As a first thing, as I consider approved specifications with the IFB for a term contract with Harper Side at the Jack Regional Airport, IFB is considered approved specifications for an IFB for Ford Park Arena Public Address Sound System for Jefferson County Phase 2. Item C is to discuss and possibly approve the county purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiation for emergency debris removal services for Hurricane Harvey in Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sinodal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
This is an RFP. We've already done our debris. What is this exactly?
This is just on the advice that FEMA came in during Harvey and ask that everybody go out for an RFP that would include all their new requirements.
So from now on, does it behooves us to go out and get early signing?
The current contract expires this coming summer. We will not renew it, but go out again for a new RFP process, including all the updated requirements that FEMA is asking for. That's the best we can do.
They just put us in any jeopardy pack.
Part of this, to expand upon what Deb said, there was that 30-day window that the FEMA and the governor granted for the exigent and emergency circumstances, to where the non-competitive rules were waived, and that's part of us raising that price during that time for the cost per yard. When that 30-day window, I think it was October 10th, expired, we put this out based on advice from FEMA and from the state. We put it out for an RFP to finish off the debris. So right now, no, I don't anticipate any type of problems. We followed what we believe were their rules and their guidance during this time.
That 30-day window that exists, that exists for all agencies and governmental entities in our county, meaning i.e. cities and or if they were cities.
Yeah, it was state, it was statewide. It was disaster wide. Right. It was one of the statewide.
I just want to make sure I put it on the record.
Yeah. Allow that through October 30.
Right.
I mean 10, sorry.
I was just mentioning we got a little bit of the other, there's some 100%, there's some 90%. We get a 92% debris removal reimbursement because it, in advance of the storm, the disaster, Mr. Fountain and Mr. White did a great job getting an approved pre-disaster debris removal program in place. And because of that approval before the storm, we're getting more reimbursement than most of the other governmental entities. That'll help. So thank you, Mr. Fountain. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. As the county auditor, item A, consider approved for fiscal year 2017 budget transfer for additional cost of burials in the amount of $6,000 for indigent burial. Item B is consider possibly approved Jefferson County Tourism Committee Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendations for Fall 2017 grant request. For Ford Park Entertainment Complex Marketing, recommended at $92,933. Item C is received file article of agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and Jefferson County Sheriff's Association for the period October 31st, 2017 through September 30th, 2021. Item D is regular county bills, check number 439642 through 439928. The motion on those items under audit.
I'll make the motion, Judge.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second
by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Everything cleared to sheriff's office without any hiccups, correct?
I think the vote was
as long as it was
a favorable vote.
We might have something in the future. We're looking into it just on holiday pay interpretation. So, but yeah, as far as everything else, it all passed. We're all good. Now, as we're implementing the contract, we're going through some different interpretations.
Okay.
Always simple.
Any other discussion on items under audit? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item B is the receipt file executed amendment agreement between Jefferson County Timber Center for Professional Consulting Services ED Water Horizon Restoration Funding. Item C is received file executed commercial lease for Jefferson County Beaumont Creek Center and Harbor House Foundation. That motion on those items under Commissioner.
So moved
by Commissioner Senegal.
Second
by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Teresa put me down as an abstention with C.
Under Sheriff's Department. Item A is consider and possibly adopt the resolution recognizing Edmund C. Woodsmall for 8 years and 11 months of dedicated service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and the citizens of Jefferson County, wishing him well in his retirement. And item B is consider and possibly adopt the resolution recognizing Patricia A. Foote for 23 years and 6 months of dedicated service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and the citizens of Jefferson County, wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved. Second.
I think moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular attendance. Anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public?
I would like to grant something, and it's still in the Veterans Day. We normally have a program at the Ben J. Rogers Visitor Center that starts on Saturday at 11 a.m. I want to make sure I made that announcement.
Judge. Voting?
Yes, sir.
Will be tomorrow. So to the extent that you haven't gone out and early voting.
Tomorrow's election day. We've got 36 countywide polling locations. Voters can go to any one of those locations. They do not have to vote in their precinct. and we hope that everybody turns out and puts our early voting numbers to shame.
Yeah, a very low voter turnout at the bar.
Judge, Commissioners, I'd like to bring up our airport director is going to be hosting a little appreciation event of the volunteers he had out at the airport on Thursday. Appreciate you recognizing those folks. I know you had an army of people out there helping you, so I know it came in helping.